We're here inside this beautiful performance capture studio, state of the art. I mean, there's so many questions I have, but maybe for starters, you can try to put into sort of simplistic terms what we're looking at.
Okay, you're looking at a facility that captures what we call global performance from actors. When I say global performance, I mean the movement, the voice, and the facial animations. To get that into our pipe, through our pipeline, into our game engine, so that the cinematics and the scripted event moments in the games look realistic, and so that we can get as much as possible all the talent and the performance and the emotion of the actors.
So this is a performance capture studio, not motion capture, and there is a big difference. Maybe you could explain to us, because motion capture is, I don't want to say old, but it's a few years older than what we're looking at here.
Exactly. So back in the days, we were doing motion capture with some kind of, pretty much the same kind of facility. The what we were doing with motion capture is that through the all the cameras, we were capturing the movement of the animations of the actors to then reproduce them in the game and put them in the game. With performance capture, we're going two steps ahead by adding the capture of the voice, so the performance as in real time as it happens, and with a camera in front of the face of the talent, we're also capturing the facial expressions. And that's very important because in games, we want emotions to go through and to get to the gamers. And it's through the facial animation that most of the emotions goes. So that's why we're doing that whole capture at the same time.
Just wondering, why did you decide, with all the studios you have around the world, to put this brand new performance capture studio right here in Toronto?
It's a very good question, and here is the answer. Initially, and this falls under the plan, the 10-year plan we have for Ontario, for Toronto, we would have hoped, you know, to have this kind of facility maybe in another 3 years. But when we saw all the talent that we got here and all the profiles with a lot of experience and expertise from the TV and movie industries, we thought we were ready to get that facility up and running as soon as possible so that it benefits for the very first game, AAA Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell game that this studio is working on right now.
Now, one of the big things for you guys has been the government has been behind you guys. I know the provincial government has stepped up again. Can you maybe talk about their role in this and maybe how much they've invested in that kind of thing?
Well, all of this falls under the same initial global investment Ubisoft and the government of Ontario made back in 2009. So there's no new money here. We're just celebrating with all of you guys the fact that we're opening this studio, which is a major milestone, and I think is really a testament of the fact that we are delivering on our promises. We are now 270 people in the studio. In only 2 years of operation, we have a full state-of-the-art motion capture performance capture facility. It works in Ontario.
You guys, your target when you started was 10 years, 800 employees, a bunch of AAA titles. It sounds like you guys are moving faster than you thought you would. Are you guys ahead of schedule right now and where you thought you'd be?
I thank you for asking this question because it would probably not have been the case in the first year of this operation, and I'll tell you why. We focused our hirings in the very first year on senior people. And some people said, well, you know, it takes time. Where are you? You know, where are you with your promises in terms of jobs, and etc.? And I was like, you know what? We'll get there. But if we want to get there well, we need to first start with the senior and the experienced people. And then we'll be in good shape to hire, you know, intermediate and more junior people so that they get trained by the senior people, and then we will speed up. So thank you for asking this question, because we are indeed right on track, probably a little ahead, but we certainly don't manage that way. You know, we have quality in mind first, and what was needed to be done is get the best team up and running so that we can make the best games. That's how we attract people.
You're listening to Got Game on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Right now we're standing in the brand new Performance Capture Studio at Ubisoft Toronto Studios, speaking with the president of Ubisoft Toronto and Montreal.
And I was just wondering, I know that you said this is old money from your deal in 2009 with the government, but would you be willing to put a price tag on the studio, maybe just a rough estimate? Because just standing here looking at everything, I have to imagine that I'd probably have to work 25 years to afford it myself if I ever wanted to build something like this, say, in my garage.
You won't need that for yourself, hopefully. Well, we don't give any specifics on our project. Should it be the cost of the projects or the cost of our operations? What I can tell you is that this will benefit a lot for the game, for Ubisoft, for the studio, and for Ontario, because it will set a benchmark for internal talent and hopefully for the whole industry.
Is it safe to say, though, I know you won't give us a number, a multi-million dollar facility we're looking at here?
Again, we don't give any details.
I had to ask. I had to give you a try. Now, what we saw the demo here was pretty spectacular in terms of how fast you guys were able to turn that into what we saw on the monitors and actual footage. How much easier does this make the process compared to what you guys had to go through before?
A lot for the directors and it's different for the talent, but a lot for the directors, and I would say that it's especially a question of more reactivity, so more iteration possible in real time, so that the director can, in a very small amount of time, have feedback on what he just did as a scene, and thus iterating a lot that leads to quality. So the whole goal here is to get quality, where it would took months and months and months to get to the same level of quality. We can do that super fast thanks to the technology.
Well, I mean, the studio looks fantastic. I really just have one more question for you, and that is, sure. You build a facility like this. We know you're working on Splinter Cell Blacklist right now, but obviously there's a lot of future forward thinking. You mentioned during your Q&A here that once this game ships in the fall, there'll be up for other projects. I mean, there's obviously a long-term plan with this facility.
Oh yeah, of course. Again, you know, already there are projects knocking at the door within the network of studios at Ubisoft. So this has a bright future.
I don't know if you can answer this question, but somebody just said sparked a new question in my mind. How would you choose between those products? Is it release date? Is it priority for you guys internally? Do you have sort of a ranking that you use to choose what project will be next?
It's a good question. Portfolio planning is a very interesting exercise. It all starts with the core teams. We don't start a project if we don't have a solid core team. Once we have that, it's much easier to anticipate what is the stage of the project, when and where will it need to go into performance capture or not. So it's actually a lot simple once you do the good things first, which is securing the core teams.